through a party for him. How he felt about his younger son, no one can tell, but you can imagine he was not happy. But one event shows up the heart of that good son who did what was right. He heard a lot of noise at the home. Seems to be a big party going on. So he asked one of the servants, "What's going on?" And the servant told him, "Your wee brother has come home and your daddy is throwing the most amazing party for him." So we have the joy of the son who came home, who simply did not expect what he received. He did not expect his dad would throw a party. He rightly thought that his dad would be angry. After all, he had treated his dad appallingly. He even thought to himself that he had no right to be welcomed back home into the family. And he rehearsed what he was going to say to his dad. "I'm really sorry, Dad. I know I have forfeited being your son. Let me be one of your workers on the farm. That will do me." But he got more than he ever imagined. And that's the same for us. We get more than we could ever imagine from God. Like the son who went away from the father, we are all lost and we need to return to God. But you know, we don't have any rights. We don't deserve a party. Because we have sinned and broken God's law, we don't deserve the embrace and the kisses of the Father. But because of the Father's love for us, as for this young son, he wants to figuratively, metaphorically, put his arms around you and kiss you. Secondly, the anger and bitterness of the older son. His anger is not directed at his wee brother, although if he was your wee brother, you'd probably go and sort him out for what he did to your dad. He felt angry, no doubt, but not with his little brother. He felt angry with his father. He felt angry because his father never treated him the way he treated this lost son. He was not just angry, he was bitter. He felt bitter because he did everything right, but there was no party for him. He is bitter towards the father. You know, this older son, he's lost too. He is living in a house, but he doesn't know he is loved. And I want to ask you 2 points. Now, I'm going to be very brief so that we can go on to communion. These 2 points that God has put in my heart, so you're not going to get a long sermon. One, bitterness will destroy you. Bitterness will destroy you. Things happen in our lives that can make us angry and bitter. It can be anything from a broken relationship, maybe in marriage, or some event in your life that makes you bitter and angry with God. Hold on to that anger and that bitterness, and it will kill you. It will kill your spiritual life with God. You will not be able to get through to God holding that bitterness and anger. He will not countenance it. But it will destroy you. Get rid of it, because it will destroy you. Because you and I will become infested with that bitterness. So I ask you, are you the bitter older son who is bitter because something has happened, or somebody got a party thrown, or somebody got blessed, or you were rejected in some way, can I plead with you? Please, can you ask God to help you forgive whatever or whoever has made you bitter? Secondly, you can live in the house yet not know your father loves you. This boy lived in the house, did everything that he did, but he didn't believe that his father loved him. And you know, we're like that. Maybe somebody is here like that. You live in the house, you're a member of the church, yet you're lost. You obey all the rules, but you feel the father wouldn't throw a party for you. Arms all over the boy kissing him and then putting on a party. But this is what gets the older son, and it might be so for you. You might be saying, in your bitterness or anger or whatever it might be, he doesn't throw a party for me. Hey, can I tell you something? He threw a party here. That's where your party is. That's where he threw the party, to tell you and to tell me how much he loves us. So if you're like that person who you're living in this house, but you don't know that God loves you, I can say he does. You see, the Father's love is amazing in two ways. The Father runs out to meet the younger son. He runs out to meet the younger son. When the father realizes, however, that his older son is not at the party, he runs out to him and he pleads with him. And he says, son, please come home. They both had to come home, home to the father's love. Now we can understand the older son. Maybe you are that older son, seeing others being loved and blessed more than you, and you're doubting the love of your father. Your Father in heaven pleads with you. If you are lost and you have gone away from the Father, it's time to come home. It's time to eat your pride. It's time to come home. It doesn't matter what you've done. Honestly, you might think, I can't come home. I don't deserve to come home. Please come home. The Father is waiting for you. All you need to do is say that prayer. Father, I am sorry I have gone away. I thought I have backslidden. I have gone away from you. I know you might, I feel you're angry with me. Well, let me tell you this. God is not angry with you. He is slow to anger and of great goodness. And he said, if you're that prodigal son and you knew once the Father's love, come home. Just come home now. I'm waiting for you. And if you're that other son who's feeling bitter that maybe you've done all the things right, but you don't feel the love of God, you don't feel the Father's thrown a party for you. Well, he has. He's thrown a party for you. And the cross he threw it to you, for you. So maybe you are that son, one of them. So I end with this. Have you ever felt left out, like other siblings in your family were thought of more than you? Or that maybe they got more attention than you, and that you feel bitter about that? Have you ever felt that you were never the favoured one? Or you would do it for them, you would say, but you'd never do it for me. I have been there. What about your relationship with God? Do you ever feel you're second class, that others are more favoured than you, more gifted than you, treated and blessed by God more than you are, and you become a little bitter? Maybe you felt you've blown it, that the way you have lived or behaved has put a distance between you and God, and you just can't come home. The truth is, in this story, there are two boys, and they are both lost. They both need the love of God. Yes, one runs away and behaves abominably, but the other becomes bitter and becomes angry. You know, I was thinking, sometimes in the church, it's easier for those who have led a very bad, sinful life than to come to know the joy of sins forgiven and the Father's love and have a great testimony. It's easier for them almost than those of us who have lived in the home, brought up as Christians, and have no great dynamic testimony that once we were lost and now we are found. And sometimes people have said, I wish I had been lost so that I could know what it meant to be in the dark and then in the light. I understand that. Some Christians who have never known a time when they did not know God wish they had a testimony of being saved and in the darkness. But the truth is, whether we are younger son or older son, I have three words from God that I believe he told me to tell you for everyone, not the person sitting next to you. And this is it. I love you.